Hi, it's Brian in the IOSH media team here. I'm at the IOSH Rail Industry Conference in London, and I'm with Paul Kabale and Tom Nyaga of Rift Valley Railways Kenya Limited. RVR has today been presented with the first IOSH Railway Group International Award for its work to improve safety and health in its workshops. Congratulations,
first of all.
Thank you, Brian.
If we start with yourself, Paul, can you tell me a little bit about what it was you've been trying to do at RVR and how you did it?
Actually, for us, it was a case of culture change. And, you know, if you are to change culture, it's more of a process, not necessarily an outcome. So you need to lay the right foundation. And I should use this opportunity to thank our shareholders for laying that foundation, because if you do not have the support from the shareholders, then nothing can work. They have to balance between generating revenue, because they are running a commercial business, but also protecting the people who help them generate the revenue. So we had to lay the right foundation on which to build the culture change program. And that's been our journey, and it's still continuing. I know we are now reaping the benefits of that and seeing the results. And I think the IOSH Award is testimony to that.
And it was a 5S methodology,
yes,
wasn't
it? Yes, 5S methodology.
That you've implemented.
To manage the housekeeping.
Yes. So what have been the main changes? How has it improved things for
workers? As I said initially, if we started with the workforce, in 2007, the workforce was 1,600 strong. Because of the clutter and what, you needed so many people to do a certain amount of work. Now the workforce is only 186. That's just arising out of the organization, and they are doing threefold the amount of work the 1,600 were doing. Then also in terms of productivity, less injuries, that means less days away from work. So to the shareholders, it's value for money, because then you are paying for a service. We are in the railway industry, it's so highly technical, you do not replace people with people from the street. If somebody is injured, then you don't have his services for the duration of the injury.
Okay. And Tom, what's been the reaction from staff in the workshops to what has been implemented? How has it changed things for them?
The staff are delighted. The staff are, I would say they are delighted, because now it is easier for them to reach to the corners, to reach tools, to reach implements that they could not reach early alone. Again, it has boosted their morale, because there are no injuries now occurring at the workshop as a result of warehouse keeping. Yeah? It has boosted their morale. It has been received very well, and after the staff heard that they have won the inaugural IOSH Award, it has generated even more morale for them, even creating internal competition with other satellite depots, not only the central workshop, but also Mombasa, Makadara, and Narukurong workshop in Uganda as well.
Fantastic. So it's really inspired the workers.
Inspired the workers. Actually, they are going to start competing against each other. Who can have the best facility, injury-free.
And what are your hopes for the future? Obviously, RVR has the aim of being the best
transport and logistics partner in Africa by 2020. Yeah. Of course, we want to be the employer of choice. If you are safe, you are generating revenue, staff are well paid, that's our ultimate goal. We need to be the employer of choice.
And what are you going to take back to Kenya from today? What have you learned from being here today?
Well, I've learned, and which is going to be a bit of hard work, but I think it's doable. We need to convince Kenya Railways Corporation and Uganda Railways Corporation to set up bodies like the Railway Accident Investigation Board or an equivalent, and also the Railway Standards and Safety Board. Because you need that oversight from an independent party to help you improve. In our situation now, we are doing everything. So we cannot improve. We cannot improve, really. You need somebody external, that third eye, to tell you, yes, I think there's opportunity to improve here. Not necessarily to pick out what you are doing wrong, but to tell you there's opportunity for improvement here.